Morning, everyone. Let's get started.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
So it all started first thing in the morning.
That's going to be huge in the morning.
Ooh, my head's going to be sore in the morning.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Did you remember to measure your blood sugar this morning?
Well, anyway, it's going to be a good day. Good morning.
Yes, it is going to be a great day, a great morning. After all, it's more time I have a chance to spend with all of you. I embrace you all. Yeah, I am giving you all a bear hug right now. I am. You over there? Oh, I hug you. You right there? Oh, I hug you too. Oh, over there to the right? Yeah, I'm hugging you too. Hi. Yeah, Carrie, I'm in a huggable mood. Hug me back. Dang it. Okay, thank you. I want to know who is hugging me, which is why I give out the cell phone number so you can text in. Be part of roll call. Who are you? My number is 903-434-6148. Got it? 434-6148. Text away. Identify yourself. You can even let me know what's going on. A lot of people, including some emojis, some avatars of themselves, their cartoon characters doing certain things. That's cool. I love it. Or you could simply say, hey, Carrie, it's whoever you are. That's fine. I just want you to let me know who's with me so I can say thank you. I'll be taking roll call in about 8 minutes from now. Star Country 96.9 on the way. Our newsman, Clint Cooper, he's been sniffing out local news, and I want to smell what he's been cooking. And we'll find out what Coop's been cooking in our production studio in just a little bit with local news. We'll also find out about the weather, see if we have any rain on the way. I don't know. Details coming up in about 3 minutes, but right now, my focus is entirely on you as we take roll call. Wow, got a lot of folks texting in. Hey, Brookie. Brooke, first one this morning. What gets you up so early, Brooke? Hey, Gregory. Good to have you with, too. Aaron has checked in. Aaron, happy Tuesday morning. Okay, and Dino. Oh, usually I get an avatar. Oh, there it is. Tuesday. Rainbow Tuesday. Looking good in yellow this morning, Dino. Her avatar. Good morning to you. Have a terrific Tuesday your way, too. Hey, Dave. Good morning. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you, Dave. Manuel, wishing everybody a good morning. Hey, Robert and Tammy. That would be the love couple. Good to have you with. Royalty out of Pittsburgh. Queenie and the King. Good Tuesday morning back your way. Hey, Jackie, good morning. Thank you, Lord, for this day, even if it is just Tuesday. We're going to get to the next weekend, Jackie. We will get there. Kobe writes, Kobe here with you. Happy Tuesday, and I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you, Kobe. Motor Mouth, what's going on in your mind? Top of the morning to Star Country, Kerry Clint, and all the listening area on roll call this morning. Motor Mouth and the Whippersnapper School is almost out. Everyone be safe. Robert is off to the soup. That would be the soup man. Robert is heading to Paris. Go make us some yummy something to put in a bowl tonight. Glenn, he's out on the lake. That's got to be a gorgeous morning this morning. Glenn, take a picture. Send it to me. Angela Applewhite is with us. Hey, have a great day your way too, Angela. Thank you for checking in. Load Commander's with us this morning. Good morning from Load Commander Logistics in Mount Vernon, Texas. This wish from Dustin, Heather, Nathan, and Ashley. Oh, I appreciate my early risers. Thank you for being up so early and with me. Star Country 96.9. Your baby hungry? You have this baby formula shortage. And don't be getting any brilliant ideas that, protein powder. That'll work. Here, little one.
Can't find regular baby formula? Then try Baby Muscle Milk. It has all the protein to make your baby jacked.
My baby has got guns.
Start your child young in bodybuilding.
Come on, sweetums. 10 more push-ups.
Plus, you can supplement it with baby creatine.
Wow, he just lifted his own crib.
Try Baby Muscle Milk. He may not walk, but he can squat.
And he pooped a little.
No, bad idea. I need some answers. How do we get a solution? Well, let's go to the top. Hi, Mr. President.
I solved it. I fixed it. I know what to do.
Yeah, okay, all right. What do you do about it,
sir? I know how to feed all the hungry little babies.
How are you going to do it? That's excellent news. Relieve parents out there. What's your plan?
I don't know why nobody thought of this already.
Huh?
Men have nipples, too.
Yeah? That's not going to work, though.
Don't bring your negativity around here. I'm talking about true equality.
Yeah.
And full baby bellies. Yeah. Cute little baby bellies.
Okay, but I don't think that's a solution.
Oh, please. Two nipples per dude. Feed a whole bunch of babies. Heck, I knew a guy with three nipples once.
Okay, baby.
Called him Triple Nipple.
He'd
be like an all-a-baby-can-eat buffet. I should give him a call. Well, I wonder if he ever got that nipple removed.
Sir, you need a different plan.
You've heard of a male nurse?
No.
Is it that much of a leap to get a male wet nurse?
Why, yeah, actually.
Look, now here's the deal. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. So all you guys out there, go buy some shirts that open easily.
Okay, I think we're done with this one today, sir.
You bet. I got a lot of prep work to do. I gotta try to find old Triple Nipple, too.
13 minutes past 7 o'clock. Okay, how you thinking? How you problem solving? I need to know. Back we go to the mind bender. Your chance to be fed at Mardi Gras, the Flying Cowburger. Going back to elementary school, 12% of us still have this from elementary school. What is it?
Your report card.
Oh, your report card. Oh, no. I have burned those. I have destroyed them. I do not need to be reminded about my past failures. Do you still have a report card from elementary school?
I do.
Really?
Huh.
Were you an A student?
Yeah. No.
Well, why would you keep one then?
I don't know. My mom made me.
Mama made me. How cute.
Throw it in the Bible and keep it.
There you go. Threw it in the Bible and kept it. Good. It's a good place setter for in the Bible. I got you. It's like a bookmark. It's unfortunately not going to set you up with free food at Mardi Gras or the Flying Cowburger. That guess is not the right answer. Keep trying. What's your guess?
A report card.
That was just guess. That's the popular one, but it is not the one that will feed you. What do you think the right answer is?
About a dictionary.
A dictionary? Yeah, now we have everything online, and so we have like an old Webster's dictionary.
The encyclopedias.
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
That's how we did our research work back in the day. It's a good guess. It's not the winning one, though. I'm in the mood for some news. You got a couple of headlines.
Sulphur Springs reported shooting at Pacific Park.
Oh, no.
Dallas County looks for a fugitive.
Oh, no. Those stories and others coming up in just a little bit. Yeeks. Let's get back to the Mindbender first, though. Before local news, here is our question. You are vying for the gift certificate redeemable at the Flying Cowburger or Mardi Gras Seafood. 12% of us, we still have this from elementary school. Not a report card. Not a dictionary. It's not an encyclopedia. What do you think it is?
How about one of them old spinning globes?
A spinning globe?
Yeah, that's true. I love mine.
See, Coop does. Really?
Yeah, none of the countries are the same anymore.
No, they all have new names. Yeah, especially in Africa. They're all different now. One of those globes. I love those globes. You're not going to love hearing, though, that that won't feed you that guess. Keep trying. Everybody's guessing inanimate objects. No, this is a carbon life form we're talking about. For 12% of us, we still have this that we had in elementary school. Why the furrowed brow?
I'm trying to think what we would have that wouldn't be smelling by now.
Well, maybe they smell. Maybe they need a bath. I don't know. They're not deceased. No. What did you have in elementary school that for 12% of people, they still can say, yeah, I have this from elementary school. That's my hint. I'm sticking with it.
Friends.
Friends.
I think it'd be tooth marks.
We have friends. Boy, you got bit hard. I bet a lot. Get away from me, Coop. Another bite mark. You still have friends from elementary school?
Yes, I do.
No. Oh. What about your best friend?
Yeah, sure do.
There. See? You're in the 12%.
That's the right answer. For 12% of people, they still have their best friend from elementary school. Who are you?
Tommy Mays.
Tommy Mays. Tommy, who's your best friend?
I've got several of them. But the one from high school would be Alan Cadell.
There you go. Hey, Tommy, I'm now your best friend because I'm filling your belly. Come on by. Pick up your certificate for Mardi Gras and the Flying Cowburger. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You got a joke?
Matt goes into the hospital for some tests.
Oh, okay.
Medical staff knocks him out. When he comes around, a doctor is peering over him, pulling his eyelid, and holding a reflex hammer.
Okay.
Doctor says, I'm glad you're awake.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I have some good news and some bad news.
Oh, boy.
And says, don't hold back, Doc. Tell me the bad news. Doc says, well, your condition was worse than we thought.
Oh, no.
We had to amputate both your legs.
Both legs?
And says, what's the good news then? Doctor says, behind that curtain, the man in the bed right next to you wants to buy your slippers.
Major profit. That is funny.
And are you getting ready to flee? I know you are.
Am I? I guess I am. Yeah, you'll be one of them. Yep. Okay, we'll find out flee where, why, in just a little bit. We're also going to find out about the Hugh Springs valedictorian and salutatorian.
They're in the house.
They will be in the studio next hour until 10 o'clock. But right now, make me laugh. What you got for me?
All right, you know, you got the old Bible.
Yeah.
Then you got the new Bible.
Okay.
I'm come up with a modern Bible, bringing things up to current, you know, the last 20, 30 years.
Make it relatable. Okay.
Yeah, so that we can, you know, people can relate to it.
Okay.
Understand a little bit more about the characters of the Bible.
Well, how are you doing that?
All right, like Noah.
Okay.
I have come up with a song for Noah.
You'd have?
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
That would make sense for Noah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Strangers in Paradise.
That would work as well.
Just paradise. Mm-hmm. Lazarus.
Oh.
The second time around would be the song.
That would kind of work. I understand.
He had to come back from the dead, dear. Moses.
Okay.
The Wanderer.
Oh, that would definitely
40 years,
work.
40 I think.
Years yeah, out there wandering.
Really got into that. Jezebel.
Oh, what about Jezebel?
The lady is a tramp.
She was that.
The Three Kings.
The Three Kings.
When you wish upon a star.
Well done. This is becoming relatable.
All right. Let's see if you can help me out with it.
Okay.
So people can really get into this.
All right.
Daniel.
Daniel. What would work for Daniel?
The lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, that makes sense. I understand. Okay. I see how this is working.
Methuselah.
Methuselah was the one that was so old?
Yeah. Staying Alive.
All right. That worked.
All right.
That worked. Who else? I've
got two more here.
Okay.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, wait a second. He's the one, he was like a Persian king or something like that, and went nuts, didn't he?
Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
I'm crazy for
this is
feeling.
Working for me. All right.
And finally.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, they're the ones that got thrown in the burning furnace fire thing.
Has to be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
Balls of fire.
This is great. I'm looking for the edition. The Clint Cooper edition, the latest on the Bible. Thank you, Matt. Hey, have a good one, and have a great game tonight. By the way, Clint Cooper has the honors of bringing you Mount Vernon softball this evening.